Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And we are the nation's number one talk station. We're broadcasting live from Etimi and Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. Lagos, welcome. Welcome to the last hour of the show. It's Thursday, and you know when it's Thursday, it's Health Thursday. We talk health on the Morning Crossfire every Thursday. So, and health-related matters as well. Let's talk dyslexia this morning. Dyslexia, what it is. I will allow my guest to do us that favor this morning, so I would not go into that. But let me give out some stats this morning before we go into it. 1 in 10 adults have dyslexia. That's according to a 2020 research and report about 40 million Nigerians. The report says 40 million Nigerians are affected by dyslexia. Do you even know that you have dyslexia? Are you even aware? Well, we'll tell you what it is now so that you can try and think back whether you have dyslexia or not. Now, one other thing about dyslexia is this. The culture of silence and denial is so prevalent in the world, not just Nigeria alone, in the world. And many people with dyslexia are afraid to come public with their status, despite many advantages they possess. Those advantages, we'll touch on them in a moment. But very quickly, because of our time and because this is going to be very interactive, because I intend to take more calls. If we have to do this in series, I am prepared to do it in series so as to have maximum impact. I have Mr. Folabio Olabio Ibadi. He's the chairman, Nigeria Association of Special Education Teachers, Lagos State Chapter. Mr. Folabio, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you very much.
I like your smile. Smile is so, so nice. Let's get to it. By the way, you can watch on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and on YouTube, and drop your questions there. Salafi, what is dyslexia?
Going to the issue of dyslexia.
Yes.
I would say it's one of the issues of learning disabilities. Because when we talk learning is disabilities.
Yeah.
There are many things that are involved. But for this morning, we are going to dyslexia.
Okay.
And dyslexia is defined as a specific learning disabilities. It can also be referred to as specific literacy difficulties.
How do you know who or a child or a person, an adult who is suffering from dyslexia, who is dealing with dyslexia?
Actually, before we really go into that, let me quickly let the public know that it is it has neurobiological origin.
What does that mean, neurobiological? Yes. Brain?
Yes.
Okay.
Because when we talk neuro, we're talking about nervous system.
Okay.
And we know that this has to do with the brain and the spinal cord.
That's right.
The central nervous system. And the peripheral nervous system. Now, going to how we can know who and who has...
What are the signs?
Signs of
dyslexia.
There are various signs. But this does not mean that people should be labeled as...
Dyslexic.
As dyslexic, yes. Because there are signs that can manifest that may not be truly make someone to be dyslexic. Now, but for us to just say, okay, we want to suspect because of these signs, individual with dyslexia may have difficulties in learning new words.
How do you mean?
Yes. You know, because dyslexia, as we said, has issues with reading, writing, and probably spelling. That is why we say it has issue with literacy.
Okay.
Now, when we are talking about literacy, when we are talking about reading, we are talking about writing, we are talking about spelling, we know that this involves words.
That's right.
And before we go into words, we have letters and sounds.
That's right.
So this is where all the issues are. Now, I said the child may have difficulties learning new words.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a sign. When you're teaching a child, I've been a teacher and I'm the chairman of Nigeria Association of Special Education Teachers, as you introduced me.
That's right.
When you're teaching in a classroom and you discover that when it is time for comprehension, apparently you're not just going to jump into the comprehension passage. You try to consider the weakness of your student. You try to let them get familiar with the new words.
That's right.
That we have in the content of the comprehension.
That's right.
So that at the process, when they are reading it, they will be able to flow with the comprehension passage.
Mm.
But you now discover this particular individual or a student that anytime you introduce new words to the child, he finds it somehow difficult to cope with.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the signs that you may begin to suspect such a child. That is not the only one.
Okay.
Another one is when you find an individual that find it difficult to follow a sequence of maybe three or more instructions.
Okay.
The child get lost in the process. Maybe he's able to follow the first one, second, then he gets confused.
Then pick this one when you're coming, and then that one too, when you're, you know, like.
Exactly. When you pass 2, 3, 4 information instructions at the same time, you'll be able to get the first one, especially when they are to be performed in a sequential order.
Yeah.
That is one after the other.
Yeah.
And you discover that the child gets confused. Sometimes when we were very young, we didn't really know. They may ask you to go and they may send you on an errand. When you get to this place, buy this one. It's, you are forgotten. You are too forgetful. You are too. That may be the issue. Now, another one is when a child find it difficult to differentiate his left and right.
Oh, wow.
You may begin to suspect dyslexia.
Is that possible?
Yes. You see, some child, maybe even at age of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, if you give them their canvas, their shoes to wear,
they still mix it up.
Yes. They find difficult. You see, no, it is not like that.
But even at age 6, 7?
7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, to 10?
And even the right hand and the left hand. When you say, show me your right hand, then the child gets confused. Which one is the right? Which one is the left? Don't you know your right hand again? They have issues with that also. So those are the...
I want to pick you up on reading.
Okay.
I've heard people who were dyslexic, you know, and they've told me that they had issues with reading. That's because anytime they open up books to read, the words jump around. Is that dyslexia as well?
Actually, that it may be.
Okay.
Let me use the word it may be.
It may be. Okay.
Yes. Because when we talk special education, when we are dealing with children with special needs, there are some of them that may have multiple disabilities or what we are talking about. But for the fact that we are saying the words are jumping around, that may take me to the types of dyslexia that we have.
Let's go there. Let's go there, right? Let's go there. But what are those types that we have?
We have about six. About six. Number one, we can say we have the primary dyslexia. We have secondary dyslexia or developmental dyslexia.
Okay.
We have trauma dyslexia. We have visual dyslexia. We have auditory dyslexia. And also, we have the one we call... okay, let me mention that five.
Okay, we'll get to the sixth one much later.
Sixth one, yes. So, What do I mean by the primary?
Let's start with the first one, primary.
The primary dysplasia.
Mm.
That one has to do with dysfunction of the left side of the brain. Mm. Because that is where we believe, that is the part of the brain that we believe coordinates the reading and writing. Mm. And when we say neurobiological, you can see that that has to do with nature.
Mm.
That is the way there is dysfunction. Mm. We are not talking of garbage here.
Yeah.
But we are talking of dysfunction.
The person was born that way.
Yes. So there is a little mix up there.
Mm.
And this is one of the types of dysplasia that
the
we
primary.
Have. Mm. Now when we go to the secondary, or the one we call developmental.
Right.
That has to do with problem in brain development,
mm.
especially at the early stage of pregnancy. Let's say fetal development.
Yeah.
Now that issue is there also.
Okay.
Now if we go to trauma dysplasia.
Yeah.
When someone goes through a traumatic experience. Mm. Or when the person gets injured,
mm.
especially at the part of the brain where reading, writing, and spelling mm. is coordinated, mm. then there may be issues.
As a child or as an adult?
Anyhow.
Anyhow?
Yes. So that may give problem in reading and writing.
Mm. It doesn't matter whether the person did not have that problem before. Once there is that trauma that could affect that area.
Exactly.
Yeah, it can happen.
Exactly. Or if there is an accident, or once the part of, because every part of the brain has their functions.
Their own functions, yeah.
So in as much that part is affected,
mm.
automatically the reading and writing will be affected.
Right.
Now when we go to the visual.
Yeah.
The visual aspect of it is the area where you talk about that the words begin to jump around. Because there is a part of brain that gives signal that coordinates the eye and the brain.
Hmm.
Whereby when you see a word,
yeah.
there must be a transmission to the brain to give you how or the meaning of that word.
Hmm.
But now, that part, the processing, the visual processing, there is a visual processing disorder.
Yeah.
And the brain cannot connect with the signal of that very word.
Oh my God.
And that has to do with visual.
Okay.
The child or the individual is looking at the word.
Yeah.
But to get the signal, the coordination, there is
for the brain to now get the signal. The brain is not getting the signal
at all.
So there is no interpretation.
Exactly. So there is visual processing disorder there.
Oh.
I think the same thing goes for the auditory processing disorder.
Mm.
The way the
no coordination
you hear the hearing. Maybe you hear the word, how to pronounce it, sound, and the letters. That is the phonemes and the graphemes.
Right, right.
You get them, but you cannot really connect with them.
Mm.
Okay, the last one I want to talk about is the motor coordination, the motor dyslexia.
Okay.
And that has to do with fine motor. The way you write, the way you hold the pencil, and that can be, so that has to do with dyslexia.
Excuse me. The way people hold pen too can be, people can hold, dyslexic people, you can tell by the way they hold their pen.
Yes, I said we have different types now. So that is the fine motor aspect of it.
Okay.
So those ones are referred to as motor dyslexia.
How do they hold their pen? Sorry, buddy. How do they hold their pen? Dyslexic, motor dyslexic.
Now, in our organization, we deal with children with special needs, dyslexia, and
the rest of
So even the issue of holding a pencil is something you teach.
You have to train them.
Even I believe to the regular, to the so-called regular also.
Yeah.
Yes, that is where the problem of this dysgraphia issue will come in. When people have problem, bad handwriting and so on and so forth. But it may not really be the
dyslexia. It may not be dyslexia.
Yes.
So if you have bad writing, so you can rest now, eh? You may not be dyslexic if you have poor bad handwriting.
But that can be said to be dysgraphia.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to make this very interactive, yeah? We'll hear from people out there to ask you questions. I have my own here to ask you, but like I said, I promised earlier that it's going to be quite interactive. Like, I wanted to ask you, like, what are those signs that parents now, particularly talking about kids, those signs that they can begin to, maybe the early signs. Yes, we've talked about when they can't comprehend multiple instructions and the rest of them, but the earliest signs that parents should watch out for in their kids, what are those signs?
Actually, when we talk dyslexia, the early intervention of it may be a little bit difficult. Because what we are talking about here has to do with the issue of reading, writing, and spelling. That means a child will have to get to that age for you to begin to suspect all this. When you have a child between the age of maybe 0 to 2, and you know that it is not yet time for child to begin to perform this functions, then it may be difficult to know. So all what one can just begin to do is, when you look at the milestones, the natural milestones that we check for children,
then hold on, Mr. Ibadi. We need to take this quick break. When we return, we'll continue and we'll take some calls that have already been coming in. Stay with us, Lagos. We'll be back.
An infomercial.
Hey, what's going on? It's your deals plug. And as usual, I've got the most fantastic information on the market, and it's tailor-made just for you. It's the Cool FM anniversary month, and except you're living under a rock, maybe you're Patrick Starr at this point, you must have heard about the Cool FM Money Rush. Cool FM is giving listeners a chance to grab all the money they can physically handle in a cash machine at the Cool FM studio. Up to 1 million naira is up for grabs, and you can be part of it. To get a chance to come to the Cool FM studios and grab some money, all you have to do right now is download the Cool FM Nigeria app from Android and iOS stores, message the studio, send a message saying Cool Money Rush, fill in your correct name and number so we can reach you, and just like that, you could be contacted. 1 million naira is up for grabs, so you literally don't want to dull it. So how much can you actually grab? It's the Cool Money Rush, and remember, to participate, all you have to do right now is download the Cool FM Nigeria app from Android and iOS stores, message the studio, just send a message saying Cool Money Rush, fill in your correct name and number so we can reach you, and just like that, boom, you could be contacted. So make sure you go hop on it right now. Download that app from the iOS and Android stores, and let's make some money happen. How much money can you actually catch?
More talk, news, and sports after this.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We're back on the Crossfire here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, and Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms. I can see comments dropping on those two platforms. We'll take them. We'll take your comments. Sorry, buddy. People are really commending your analysis this morning on our Facebook page. But then let me take some calls. 0700 993 993 993, and For the ladies, we have a female-only line, 01465-7190. If you're asking questions this morning, please, I beg you, just go straight to the point so we can combine as many questions as possible for Mr. Ayibade to respond to, okay? Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Let's take our first call. Please be very fast with the screening. I would appreciate that as well. Let's look at Lara very quickly now. Lara, hi. Morning to you.
Yes, good morning. I would like to ask a question. My question is this. Can stroke cause dyslexia?
Can what? Stroke?
Stroke.
Okay.
Cause dyslexia.
Okay.
And also, I'm still waiting for my gift, the 15,000 naira worth of meats I won.
On Jimmy's show, Abby?
Yes, please.
Okay, Lara, thank you. I would, again, remind Uncle Jimmy on that one, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, then. Mr. Ayibade, can stroke lead to dyslexia?
Actually, I'm an educationist.
Okay.
And I may not really be able to...
You're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I may not be able to really dwell into that.
Okay.
Yes.
I like the fact that you made that very clear. I'm guessing we have to jump on another call. The screening is quite a bit slow. Hello, good morning to you. Please
good morning.
Good morning to you. Please turn off your radio.
Good morning. Please, I have a child that has that disability.
Okay.
I don't know what I can do to help her.
A friend?
She's 9 years old now.
Did you say a friend? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Did you say a friend? She can't hear me. I think we've lost our call. NBC is joining us. NBC, hi. Morning to you.
Hello?
Morning to you.
Hello?
We can hear you, NBC. Go on. Morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes, please, go on.
Hello, good morning, sir.
And if you just try and call me back. Good morning to you.
Hello,
yes, good morning. Morning to you.
Mr. Obele.
Welcome, Mr. Obele.
I want to ask the educationist.
Yes.
The professor is not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I have my first child. He's up to 4 years now. And
okay.
He has not been talking very well now. Talk will be the cause.
The talking, speech defect.
Yeah. Speech.
Okay. Mr. Ayibade.
There are a lot of issues that can cause this. When we are talking about speech and language delayed, then it could be prenatal, and it could be postnatal. So I don't know if that is congenital or if it is acquired.
Okay.
But if at 4, the boy cannot talk, anyway, it will be very difficult to do any assessment in absentia.
Okay.
So
okay.
Let me be frank with that.
Okay. All right.
Because there are many things that may cause that.
Okay.
So you cannot just begin to do assessment in absentia.
I hear you. Anonymous caller is here. Hi, morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Cherry.
Good morning.
Please, I want to ask because I remember I have a daughter of 9 years old.
Okay.
But when she was a baby, when she was around 1, 2, I used to beat her. And that beat is majorly on my head. So, but as time goes on, people advise me I shouldn't be beating her on my head. But when she entered school, she's 9, but she can't really spell. For the past 5 to 6 years now, she can't really spell. But when it comes to mathematics, she is good in math. You should give her math, she will solve. But her reading and her spelling is horrible.
Okay.
It's right. Horrible. So I don't know how I can help her. And I don't know if the situation she is undergoing now is due to the beat I beat her back then on her head.
Okay.
Or not.
All right. Sorry, buddy. There you go.
Yes. Dyslexia is a specific learning disorder. So as I'm here, I can really suspect dyslexia. Because in as much that he's doing well in other area.
Okay.
Then I can suspect dyslexia.
She said the daughter is very good with mathematics.
Yes.
It's just spelling and writing that's...
It's the issue. Mm. And when we talk, what we are saying here is dyslexia, and it has to do with reading, writing, and spelling.
Mm.
It is an issue that has to do with literacy.
That's with Joseph. Joseph is in Ikorodu. No, Ikotun. Hi, Joseph, morning to you.
Good morning, Doctor. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Joseph. Please go on.
Thank you. I have a daughter. She's about 12, 13. Mm. She finds it difficult at times to poo-poo. I wouldn't know what exactly is happening, though she will stay 2-3-4 days before she can go to toilet. I really don't know the cause. We've taken her to the hospital. They gave us drugs. And up to now, we've not been able to get rid of it.
I think, because I don't have a doctor in the studio, Mr. Yeah. Joseph, I think that you should seek second opinion from another medical practitioner so that they can properly diagnose her. When you took her to the hospital, was anything diagnosed?
Yeah. She was tested, and they told us that she will, after taking the drug,
yeah,
she will continue to go to toilet as when due.
Mm.
But up to now, it's not. At times it will go, and about 6 months later it will resume.
Is there a discomfort attached to it?
I beg your pardon.
Does she feel pain in her tummy or somewhere? Is there a discomfort? Does she feel discomfort when she hasn't gone to the loo for some days?
Okay.
I'm asking that question.
No, I can't hear properly.
Oh, okay. I was asking if she feels any kind of discomfort.
Her comfort? Yeah. She's okay.
She's doing well. Okay.
Yeah.
I still think that you should see another doctor. Seek second opinion, possibly third, fourth opinion, Seth, just to be very sure, Mr. Joseph. I quite understand why you're worried. You're a parent. So please do seek proper medical advice. Yeah, that's what I would suggest, because I don't have a doctor in the studio. Hello, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Good morning.
Okay, please, I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
I'm David from Ikorodu.
Welcome, David.
Please, sir, I'm from a family of five.
Okay.
And I have two sisters.
Okay.
Two sisters who are suffering from dyslexia. Okay. Because right now, it was when I listened to your show, now I know that, okay, truly they are suffering from dyslexia. Can you hear me, sir?
I'm with you.
Okay, sir. Please, sir, the first one is, I'm 20-something years old. Oh. And the second one is 17 years old, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me, sir?
Okay.
So please, how to know how you can correct their dyslexia, because both of them, they cannot read, they cannot write. So I want to know what you can do to correct it, sir.
All right, David. Let me just jump right in then. I've been reserving the question for Mr. Ibadi for some time now. But before we go to correction, anybody that is dyslexic, is it that they are totally hopeless, or they have strength? They have some really huge strength in their capabilities.
Yes, they have strengths. They have many strengths. This what we are talking about, the challenges or the problem we are talking about, is about a specific learning disabilities.
Okay.
It doesn't affect all the areas.
Mm.
Because of this strength, so some of them, they perform very well in science, in mathematics, just as a caller mentioned.
That's right.
Earlier. So they perform very well in all this. And we have many of them that are very successful. Business entrepreneur, artists in music. Mention them.
They're brilliant.
Yes. But it is the issue in this specific learning.
Just the learning stuff, reading, writing, that spelling. Reading, that's just the
that
issue.
That is the issue that they have. They have problem with that. And because of the strength that they have, because they are very good when it comes to picture.
Mm.
And that is why we always encourage parents, if at all they want to assist these children at home after leaving the school.
Yeah.
Because many parents, what they don't see anything good in these children.
Mm.
They compare, which is very wrong.
Mm.
Ah, look at your brother. Look at this so son. Mm. There, you can see not right.
Mm.
What is the? You call them lazy.
Mm.
So this puts them down and destroy their self-esteem.
Mm.
But if you work on their strength, let's take for instance, we know that they are very good when it comes to picture.
Mm.
Then, and they are not good when it comes to word.
Mm.
Then you match the two together. You want to teach maybe a boy. Then you get a picture of a boy, get the word boy. Let them see so that they will be able to attach the word with the
picture. Mm.
So that's a technique, one of the techniques that can be used. So they have strengths. When it comes to spatial area also, they make best and top world architects.
Oh.
Yeah. They are very, very good when it comes to that.
Oh, architecture. Yeah.
Yes. And when it comes to finding out odd things, maybe you have things, many, let's say, even in millions, things that are similar.
Mm.
The person with dyslexia,
and you tell them to find out the odd one,
they will bring it out.
Oh my word.
So that means the way they think, the way their brain is wired is very, very unique.
Mm.
And they have the opportunity. So they make use of this, their strength, and they use it to overcome their...
I also heard that they are very imaginative and very creative.
Very, very. They are highly creative. So when you see them, what happened is that we should not just begin to talk them down. We should try as much as possible to encourage them.
Mm.
Don't call them lazy pupil.
Don't insult them.
So that this, their strength, can manifest and they will succeed. We have many of them. Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, and many that I cannot...
These multi-billionaires, they are dyslexic.
Yes. I read a comment about Richard Branson. What happened to him when he was in the school? He said they called him stupid, but he was just focusing on his strength. That because anytime he reads, he finds it very difficult to read. Then he concentrates on his business strength.
Mm.
Then he said, so the way I relate with customers is different with the way people without dyslexia are relating. That is why I'm able to keep my customer and I'm able to excel.
He said that. Okay, yes. Fantastic. Let me tell you about it. Let's go to break. Okay, let's go to break. I wanted to do something, but let's go to break first. When we return from the break, we'll take one more call, then we'll go on the show today. I think that's awesome, Abby. Okay. We'll be right back, Lagos. Stay with us.
This is an infomercial. This is a public service announcement. Are you looking to build a business? Are you coachable? Are you looking to have another stream of income? Welcome to the Project 5000. It's a business confab for striving entrepreneurs, civil servants, business owners, and career people. For a chance to get selected, text YES to 090-3040-6100. The purpose of this project is to help you reach your desirable level of financial independence, show you how to fund your personal projects and increase cash flow. So send YES to 090-3040-6100. YES to 090-3040-6100. It's going to be live on Sunday, the 24th of October in Gbagada, Lagos. To get selected, text YES now again to 090-3040-6100.
Welcome back to the program. Morning Crossfire, Health Thursday and health-related matters. That's what we discuss here on Morning Crossfire every Thursday. So what we're going to do now is to take one call. Let's take one more call. Hello, good morning to you. Good morning.
Yes, I want to play 1 minute game.
No, we're not playing 1 minute game. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Oh, we lost that call. Let's jump on another one. Hello, good morning to you. Good morning. I can't hear you. I'm really, really, really sorry I can't hear you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Jerry.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, you can't hear me. I'm really sorry you can't hear me. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Mr. Service.
Yes, please.
Hello?
You can't hear me too?
Oh,
I don't know why you can't hear me. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning to you. Hello. You can't.
I'm on to Nigeria Info.
Yes, you're live on Nigeria Info.
Okay. I would like to make a contribution. I'm a first time caller.
Good to have you here. Good to have you.
I remember, I just want to contribute to the topic of the day. Growing up, I had some, I grew up from a humble background.
And, okay.
When I found myself in the university, I discovered that this dyslexia could be my challenge.
Oh.
I remember I was very good in mathematics, physics, to the extent that I wanted to go for physics in the school.
Okay.
And I eventually ended up in computer science. And over time, I discovered that I learned better through pattern.
Hmm.
So when I look at pattern, I easily grab things through pattern than reading or writing things down. For instance, if I look at a very complex formula,
yeah,
I can easily grab it.
Yeah.
Replicate it next time it is needed. So I just want to use this today. I'm a developer and I work for a telecom company in the country.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to let people know is that it is not really that disadvantage to me as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
If one can realize his area of
strength,
strength.
Mm.
I work on it.
Right.
I'm a living example.
Awesome.
I got a perfect idea, or it was clear to me when I wrote IELTS 4 times and I said only reading.
Only reading.
IELTS, yes, reading.
Mm.
So I pass every other one, speaking eight. Writing 8, speaking maybe 7.5, and eventually my reading will be 5.5.
Oh.
So that's maybe tricky. Oh, it's all fine.
I'm glad you're doing well. I'm glad you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
I'm glad. Thank you for sharing your story. I appreciate it. I really do. I'm sorry, buddy. We must go now, but I have loads of people calling in. How can people reach you if they have questions for you?
Okay, I will draw my phone number.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. If you're okay with that one, I'm good.
My number is 0033-555-839.
Okay. All right. That's 0033-355-5839. What I'm going to do is I'm going to tweet his number. Not tweet, rather. I wanted to say, what's that? I'm going to post it on my Instagram page, his number, and how you can reach him for those who would love to get his contact, okay? His name is Mr. Ayobadi. Thank you so much for coming on the Morning Crossfire today. I mean, it's quite enlightening listening to all of these things about dyslexia this morning. Mr. Olabio Ayobadi is the chairman, Nigerian Association of Special Education Teachers, Lagos State Chapter. Thank you again for coming.
It's my pleasure.
We must go now, Lagos. Thank you for tuning in to the Morning Crossfire this week. Coming up after now is the news, after which Jimidisu will be in here for Daily Digest with Jimidisu. I'm Sharif Quadri across all social media platforms. Good morning to you.